Thank you for coming on today's Bible College curriculum. Let's go ahead and say the 23rd Psalm, and then we're going to go ahead and take communion, and we'll get right back into our teachings. Okay? 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures and leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his namesake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for the Lord God is with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. The Lord has prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. My cup runs over. Surely, goodness and mercy and loving kindness shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Let's get fired up about this thing. We are Christians, man. We've got promises, incredible promises in the heavenlies and promises here. Hallelujah. To help us move on and move forward, you know. We just need a refreshment from the Lord, a touch. And he says they're available. He says the refreshment of the earth is new every morning. Don't you sense that? Don't you sense that the batteries of the whole earth are revived in the morning? Everything is brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. All is brilliant. The water is brilliant. The birds are brilliant. The air, the nice, cool coldness. His mercies are new every morning. His grace, his favor, we're standing on it. Let us get the fullness of the blessing of the paradise that we're standing on. We qualify, folks. Let's stop cutting ourselves short. Let's stop. Yeah, we did things wrong, but the Lord says, I taken care of them. All is well. Adultery, fornication, what do you call that? Babies, abortions. You know, anything, as the Lord says, I take care of that. You're going to be fine. Just thank me, be kind to others, and your repentance was accepted. Now, go out there and live life and be kind to others. That's all I ask. I ask 10 things of you, said Fernando. 10 things. One, run. Run like they're running after you, like you won the lottery. Two, identify things that you're grateful for. Okay. Three, thank God. Thank God, no matter what happens. Four, no sugar. Five, laugh often. Six, study. Seven, read. They are different. Eight, pray about others. I prayed for you at 5 this morning. Did you receive it? Nine, appreciate all. Put appreciation to everything, especially your body and your liver and your brain, your eyes. And 10, be healthy. Just be. Amen. Now, in order to do these exercises, and if they strung a chord with you, I'd like for you to write them and read them out loud every day, whichever one you're having trouble with. If you're not running and you know you can run, write it every morning and say, Lord, I thank you that I can run. If you can do something and you're not doing this, say, Lord, I thank you that I can be grateful. Lord, I thank you that I can thank you. Lord, I thank you that I can cut sugar off. I can laugh more. I can study. I thank you that I can read. It opens the door to reading. It opens the door to studying. It opens the door to praying about others. It opens the door to be appreciated, be healthy, run, be grateful, thank God. Amen. I don't know why when we get older, the regular things of life just wears it down, you know. Taking care of your health, man, that is just wears on you. Taking vitamins, it just wears on you, you know, and all that stuff. We'd be grateful. With this list, we'll get on top of it, back on top of it again. The idea is that once we write it down, there is mercy in back of it. There are new creations in back of it. There's refreshment in back of it. And God is omnipotent. Mark your list down and then raise your list up to heaven and say, Dear God, and you say, Lord Jesus, you got email. I'm sending you my email for this day. Help me to do this today in Jesus' name. Amen. Not only are we going to tap into the powerful resources of heaven, but we're also going to tap into our consciousness, into our brains, and into our habitual habits. Amen. Which are positive and good. All right, let's go ahead and take communion, and we'll get to our studies today. Which I already done the studies. I actually was in the other room and I didn't have my communion. So let's take communion now. I have with me this morning is a piece of wheat, those little squares. And I'm breaking it in half as the body of Jesus Christ was broken for us. And he died on the cross for us. And he was raised on the third day. We believe this. Hallelujah. And the more we do it, we believe it, because it's true. There's a hidden love benefit for us. The world cannot see it, but we feel it. Can you feel it now? I feel it. Thank you, Jesus Christ. I believe that you died on the cross for me, for my sins, and you were raised from the dead in 3 days, Lord Jesus. And you walk among us, and you're here within us. I believe that. I have the power to believe that. And I will myself to believe that. And here I take the Holy Communion that signifies that Jesus Christ broke his body for me. I'm grateful, Jesus, that you did that. Of your youth, you were a youthful man and they took your life. Thank you for sacrificing your life for us, for me, for giving me a new stature. And a new way of life. Thank you for refreshing me every day of my life. Thank you for this refreshment that I can say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can rejoice in all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can imagine good things through Christ who strengthens me. I can imagine helping others through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. Let's go ahead and partake of the bread of life. Jesus Christ fills all in all. He restores us and restores our souls. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful world? This is paradise, folks. The missing link is us taking communion and reinforcing that powerful cross and Jesus Christ for his victory. The God, the creator of heaven and earth, has love for us on the communion and looking at the cross. Now let's go ahead and take of the blood that came out of his veins, the blood that's still here on the ground, it's in the atmosphere, it's all over the waters. Thank you, Jesus Christ. From this moment on, today, we receive Holy Communion, Lord, your blood, which signifies the new covenant, that Jesus Christ is the Lamb that takes away the sins of the world. Let's go ahead and partake of the grape juice, the blood of the Lamb. We taste and see that the Lord is good. He is good to his promises, to his word, makes us brand new every day in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. All right. I love you. I love you. I give you a hug. I care. Get up now. Be good to you. Here's our teaching for today. Greetings, family. Welcome to today's reading, Bible College curriculum. Let's go ahead and open this session with a moment of silence, followed by the Lord's Prayer, please. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Right, one more time, say, Our Father, who art in the heavens, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. 1 Peter 5:7. Our article for today is, He really does care for you. He really does care. Do you know what it's like to face a problem so big it seems downright irresponsible not to worry about it? There may not be a thing you can do about it, but you feel like you need to at least be concerned. After all, someone needs to, and no one else seems to be volunteering for the job. I remember one time in a particular way, I felt exactly that way. I was holding a series of meetings in Ruston, Louisiana. I had just discovered our budget was $900 short, and in those days, $900 might as well have been $9 million. The devil was attacking my mind, telling me that no one cared about me or my ministry, telling me that I was facing the problem alone. But instead of giving in to those thoughts, I got my Bible and turned to every scripture in the Word of God that guaranteed me my needs were met. Then I rolled the care of those expenses over to God. I promised God that with the Holy Spirit as my helper, I would not touch the problem with my thought life again. Again, I rolled the care of those expenses over to God. I promised God that with the Holy Spirit as my helper, I would not touch that problem with my thought life again. That wasn't an easy promise to keep. I wanted to worry so badly. I went into the courtyard of the motel where I was staying and walked around the swimming pool every time I thought about the problem. I would say out loud, No, I have rolled the care of that over on the Lord. I will not think about it. The budget is met. After a while, a man drove up in the driveway and began to honk his horn. I tried to ignore him because I didn't like to be interrupted when I'm praying, but he stuck his head out the window and shouted, Come here! He said it with such authority that I obeyed. He said to me, Brother Copeland, I'm so sorry to disturb you, but I'm committed to another obligation and will be late for the meeting tonight. I was afraid I would miss the offering. Then he handed me a check. When I went back to my room and looked at the check, I found it was $500. Coupled with that offering in the service that night, it totaled the exact amount I needed to meet that budget. Would you like to have people chasing you down to meet your needs? Then next time you're facing a problem, give it to the Lord. Let him be the one who is concerned about it. He's volunteered for the job, and you can trust him to do it well. After all, he really does care for you. Amen. Now, reading of Psalm 37, it says, Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut out down like grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret. It only causes harm. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall be no more. Indeed, you will look carefully for his place, but it shall be no more. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Amen, amen. All right, let's go ahead to another psalm. Let's go to Psalm, how about Psalm 23? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his namesake. Yes, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell on the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Now Psalm 20 says, may the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob defend you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion. May he remember all your offerings and accept your burnt sacrifice. May he grant you according to your heart's desire and fulfill all your purpose. We will rejoice in your salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They have bowed down and fallen, but we have risen and stand upright. Save, Lord. May the King answer us when we call. Now we go down to Psalm 5. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Give heed to the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For to you I will pray. My voice shall you hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning I will direct it to you, and I will look up. For you are not a God who takes pleasure in wickedness, nor shall evil dwell with you. The boastful shall not stand in your sight. You hate all workers of iniquity. You shall destroy those who speak falsely. The Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into your house in the multitude of your mercy. In fear of you, I will worship towards your holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make your way straight before my face. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is destruction. Their throat is an open tomb. They flatter with their tongue. Pronounce them guilty, O God. Let them fall by their own counsel. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions. For they rebelled against you. But let all those who rejoice put their trust in you. I said, let all those who rejoice who put their trust in you. But let all those rejoice who put their trust in you. Let them ever shout for joy because you defend them. Let those also who love your name be joyful in you. For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous. You will, with favor, you will surround him as with a shield. Now, Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bring forth its fruit in its season, whose leaves also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper.
The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Now let's go to Psalm 84. These are some of my favorite psalms that through the years I learned to love and enjoy. How lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, yes, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They will still be praising you. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one before God in Zion appears. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. O God, behold our shield and look upon the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in you. Amen. Let's go to Psalm 119. These are meditations on the excellencies of the Word of God. Aleph. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. You have commanded us to keep your precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep your statutes. Then I would not be ashamed when I looked into all your commandments. I will praise you with uprightness of heart when I learn your righteous judgments. I will keep your statutes. Oh, do not forsake me utterly. Beth. How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. With my whole heart I have sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. Your word I have hidden in my heart, that I may not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I have declared all the judgments of your mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of your testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and contemplate your ways. I will delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your word. Gimel. Deal bountifully with your servant, that I may live and keep your word. Open my eyes, that I may see the wondrous things from your law. I am a stranger in the earth. Do not hide your commandments from me. My soul breaks with longing for your judgments at all times. You rebuke the proud, the cursed, who stray from your commands. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept your testimonies. Princes also sit and speak against me. But your servants meditate on your statutes. Your testimonies are also my delight and my counselors. Dalet. My soul clings to the dust. Revive me according to your word. I have declared my ways and you answered me. Teach me your statutes. Make me understand the way of your precepts. So shall I meditate on your wonderful works. My soul melts for heaviness. Strengthen me according to your word. Remove me from me the way of lying and grant me your law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. Your judgments I have laid before me. I cling to your testimonies. O Lord, do not put me to shame. I will run the course of your commandments, for you shall enlarge my heart. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I shall keep it to the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep your law. Indeed, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me walk in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it. Incline my heart to your testimonies and not to covetousness. Turn away my eyes from looking at worthless things and revive me in your way. Establish your word to your servant who is devoted to fearing you. Turn away my reproach which I dread, for your judgments are good. Behold, I long for your precepts. Revive me in your righteousness. Wow. Wow. Ooh. Let your mercies also come, Lord, to me, O Lord, your salvation according to your word. So shall I have an answer for him who reproaches me, for I trust in your word. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hope in your ordinances. So shall I keep your law continually, forever and ever, and I will walk at liberty. For I seek your precepts. I will speak of your testimonies also before kings and will not be ashamed. And I will delight myself in your commandments, which I love. My hand also I will lift up to your commandments, which I love. And I will meditate on your statutes. Sighing. Remember the word of your servant. Open which you have caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for your word has given me life. The proud have given me in great derision, yet I do not turn aside from your law. I remember your judgments, O Lord. Of old I have comforted myself. Indignation has taken hold of me because of the wicked who forsake your law. Your statutes have been my songs. In the house of my pilgrimage, I remember your name in the night, O Lord, and I keep your law. This has become mine because I kept your precepts. Heth, you are my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep your words. I entreated your favor with my whole heart. Be merciful to me according to your word. I thought about my ways and turned my feet to your testimonies. I made haste and did not delay to keep your commandments. The cords of the wicked have bound me, but I have not forgotten your law. At midnight I will rise to give thanks to you. Because of your righteous judgments, I am a companion of all who fear you and of those who keep your precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of your majesty. Teach me your statutes. Teth. You have dealt well with your servant, O Lord, according to your word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I believe your commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word. You are good and do good. Teach me your statutes. The proud have forged a lie against me. But I will keep your precepts with my whole heart. Their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in your law. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I may learn your statutes. The law of your mouth is better to me than 1,000 coins of gold and silver. Yod. Your hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn your commandments. Those who fear you will be glad when they see me, because I have hope in your word. I know, O Lord, that your judgments are right, and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me. Let's pray. Your merciful kindness be for my comfort, according to your word, to your servant. Let your tender mercies come to me that I may live, for your law is my delight. Let the proud be ashamed, for they treated me wrongfully with falsehood, but I will meditate on your precepts. Let those who fear you turn to me, those who know your testimonies. Let my heart be blameless regarding your statutes, that I may not be ashamed. Cup. My soul faints for your salvation, but I hope in your word. My eyes fail from searching you, word, saying, when will you comfort me? For I have become like a wineskin in smoke, yet I do not forget your statutes. How many are the days of your servant? When will you execute judgment on those who persecute me? The proud have dug pits for me, which is not according to your law. All your commandments are faithful. They precepts are me wrongfully. They persecute me. Help me. They almost made an end of me on earth, but I did not forsake your precepts. Revive me according to your loving kindness, so that I may keep the testimony of your mouth. Lamed. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Your faithfulness endures to all generation. You establish the earth and it abides. They continue this day according to your ordinances, for all are your servants. Unless your law had been my delight, I would then have perished in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have given me life. I am yours, save me, for I have sought your precepts. The wicked wait for me to destroy me, but I will consider your testimonies. Amen. I have seen the consumption of all perfection, but your commandment is exceedingly broad. Mem. Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. You, through your commandments, make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients because I keep your precepts. I have restrained my feet from every evil way, that I may keep your word. I have not departed from your judgments, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. None. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I have sworn and confirmed that I will keep your righteous judgments. I am afflicted very much. Revive me, O Lord, according to your word. Accept, I pray, the free will offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me your judgments. My life is continually in my hand, yet I do not forget your law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I have not strayed from your precepts. Your testimonies I have taken as a heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined my heart to perform your statutes forever to the very end. I hate the double-minded, but I love your law. You are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. Depart from me, you evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. Uphold me according to your word, that I may live, and do not let me be ashamed of my hope. Uphold me according to your word, that I may live, and do not let me be ashamed of my hope. Hold me up, and I shall be saved, and I shall observe your statutes continually. You reject all those who stray from your statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. You put away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore, I love your testimonies. My flesh trembles for fear of you, and I am afraid of your judgments. Ayin. I have done justice and righteousness. Do not leave me to my oppressors. For surely, for your servants for good, B, do not let the proud oppress me. My eyes fail from seeking your salvation and your righteous word. Deal with your servant according to your mercy and teach me your statutes. I am your servant. Give me understanding that I may know your testimonies. It is time for you to act, O Lord, for they have regarded your law as void. Therefore, I love your commandments more than gold, yes, than fine gold. Therefore, all your precepts concerning all things I consider to be right. I hate every false way. Pay. Your testimonies are wonderful, therefore my soul keeps them. The entrance of your words give light. It gives understanding to the simple. I opened my mouth and panted, for I long for your commandments. Look upon me and be merciful to me, as your custom is towards those who love your name. Direct my steps by your sword, Lord, by your word, and let no iniquity have dominion over me. Redeem me from the oppression of man, that I may keep your precepts. Make your face shine upon your servant, and teach me your statutes. Rivers of water run down from my eyes, because men do not keep your law. Tesari. Righteous are you, O Lord, and upright are your judgments. Your testimonies, which you have commanded, are righteous and very faithful. My seal has consumed me because of my enemies have forgotten your words. Your word is very pure, therefore your servant loves it. I am small and despised, yet I do not forget your precepts. Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your law is truth. Trouble and anguish have overtaken me, yet your commandments are my delights. The righteousness of your testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live. I cried out with my whole heart, "Hear me, O Lord. I will keep your statutes." I cried out to you, "Save me, and I will keep your testimonies." I rise before you the dawning of the morning and cry for help. I hope in your word. My eyes are awake through the night watches, that I may meditate on your word. Hear my voice according to your loving kindness. O Lord, revive me according to your revival and your justice. They draw near who follow after wickedness. They are far from your law. You are near, O Lord, and all your commandments are truth. Concerning your testimonies, I have known of old that you have founded them forever. Resh. Consider my affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget your law. Plead my cause and redeem me. Revive me according to your word. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they do not seek your face. Great are your tender mercies, O Lord. Revive me according to your judgments. Many are my persecutors and my enemies, yet I do not turn from your testimony. Hallelujah. I see the treasurers and I'm disgusted because they do not keep your word. Consider how I love your precepts. Revive me according to your loving kindness. The entirety of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous judgments endures forever. Shin. Princes persecute me without a cause, but my heart stands in awe of your word. I rejoice in your word. I rejoice in your word, and I rejoice as one who finds great treasure. I hate and abhor lying, but I love your law. Seven times a day I praise you. Seven times a day I worship you because of your loving kindness and your righteous judgments. Great peace have they which do have. Great peace have them that love your law. Lord, I hope for your salvation, and nothing causes them to stumble. And I do your commandments. My soul keeps your testimonies. Oh, I keep your precepts and your testimonies, for all of my ways are before you. My soul keeps my testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. Tau, tau. Let my cry come before you, O Lord. Give me understanding according to your word. Let my supplication come before you. Deliver me according to your word. My lips shall utter praise, for you teach me your statutes. My tongue shall speak of your word, for all your commandments are righteousness. Let your hand become my help, for I have chosen your precepts. I long for your salvation, O Lord, and your law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise you, and let your judgments help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I do not forget your commandments. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for coming on today's Bible College curriculum. Let's go ahead and say the 23rd Psalm, and then we're going to go ahead and take communion, and we'll get right back into our teachings. Okay? 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures and leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his namesake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for the Lord God is with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. The Lord has prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. My cup runs over. Surely, goodness and mercy and loving kindness shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Let's get fired up about this thing. We are Christians, man. We've got promises, incredible promises in the heavenlies and promises here. Hallelujah. To help us move on and move forward, you know. We just need a refreshment from the Lord, a touch. And he says they're available. He says the refreshment of the earth is new every morning. Don't you sense that? Don't you sense that the batteries of the whole earth are revived in the morning? Everything is brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. All is brilliant. The water is brilliant. The birds are brilliant. The air, the nice, cool coldness. His mercies are new every morning. His grace, his favor, we're standing on it. Let us get the fullness of the blessing of the paradise that we're standing on. We qualify, folks. Let's stop cutting ourselves short. Let's stop. Yeah, we did things wrong, but the Lord says, I taken care of them. All is well. Adultery, fornication, what do you call that? Babies, abortions, you know, anything. If the Lord says, I take care of that. You're going to be fine. Just thank me. Be kind to others, and your repentance was accepted. Now go out there and live life and be kind to others. That's all I ask. I ask 10 things of you, said Fernando. 10 things. One, run. Run like they're running after you, like you won the lottery. Two, identify things that you're grateful for. Okay. Three, thank God. Thank God, no matter what happens. Four, no sugar. Five, laugh often. Six, study. Seven, read. They are different. 8, pray about others. I prayed for you at 5 this morning. Did you receive it? 9, appreciate all. Put appreciation to everything, especially your body and your liver and your brain, your eyes. And 10, be healthy. Just be. Amen. Now, in order to do these exercises, and if they strung a chord with you, I'd like for you to write them and read them out loud every day. Whichever one you're having trouble with. If you're not running and you know you can run, write it every morning and say, Lord, I thank you that I can run. If you can do something and you're not doing this, say, Lord, I thank you that I can be grateful. Lord, I thank you that I can thank you. Lord, I thank you that I can cut sugar off. I can laugh more. I can study. I thank you that I can read. It opens the door to reading. It opens the door to studying. It opens the door to praying about others. It opens the door to be appreciated, be healthy, run, be grateful, thank God. Amen. I don't know why when we get older, the regular things of life just wears it down, you know. Taking care of your health, man, that is just wears on you. Taking vitamins, it just wears on you, you know, and all that stuff. We'd be grateful. With this list, we'll get on top of it, back on top of it again. The idea is that once we write it down, there is mercy in back of it. There are new creations in back of it. There's refreshment in back of it. And God is omnipotent. Mark your list down and then raise your list up to heaven and say, Dear God, and you say, Lord Jesus, you got email. I'm sending you my email for this day. Help me to do this today in Jesus' name. Amen. Not only are we going to tap into the powerful resources of heaven, but we're also going to tap into our consciousness, into our brains, and into our habitual habits. Amen. Which are positive and good. All right, let's go ahead and take communion, and we'll get to our studies today. Which I already done the studies. I actually was in the other room and I didn't have my communion. So let's take communion now. I have with me this morning is a piece of wheat, those little squares. And I'm breaking it in half as the body of Jesus Christ was broken for us. And he died on the cross for us. And he was raised on the third day. We believe this. Hallelujah. And the more we do it, we believe it, because it's true. There's a hidden love benefit for us. The world cannot see it, but we feel it. Can you feel it now? I feel it. Thank you, Jesus Christ. I believe that you died on the cross for me, for my sins, and you were raised from the dead in 3 days, Lord Jesus. And you walk among us, and you're here within us. I believe that. I have the power to believe that. And I will myself to believe that. And here I take the Holy Communion that signifies that Jesus Christ broke his body for me. I'm grateful, Jesus, that you did that. Of your youth, you were a youthful man and they took your life. Thank you for sacrificing your life for us, for me, for giving me a new stature. And a new way of life. Thank you for refreshing me every day of my life. Thank you for this refreshment that I can say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can rejoice in all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can imagine good things through Christ who strengthens me. I can imagine helping others through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. Let's go ahead and partake of the bread of life. Jesus Christ fills all in all. He restores us and restores our souls. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isn't that a wonderful world? This is paradise, folks. The missing link is us taking communion and reinforcing that powerful cross and Jesus Christ for his victory. The God, the creator of heaven and earth, has love for us on the communion and looking at the cross. Now let's go ahead and take of the blood that came out of his veins, the blood that's still here on the ground, it's in the atmosphere, it's all over the waters. Thank you, Jesus Christ. From this moment on, today, we receive Holy Communion, Lord, your blood, which signifies the new covenant, that Jesus Christ is the Lamb that takes away the sins of the world. Let's go ahead and partake of the grape juice, the blood of the Lamb. We taste and see that the Lord is good. He is good to his promises, to his word, makes us brand new every day in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. All right. I love you. I love you. I give you a hug. I care. Get up now. Be good to you. Here's our teaching for today. Greetings, family. Welcome to today's reading, Bible College Curriculum. Let's go ahead and open this session with a moment of silence, followed by the Lord's Prayer, please. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Right, one more time, say, Our Father, who art in the heavens, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. 1 Peter 5:7. Our article for today is, He really does care for you. He really does care. Do you know what it's like to face a problem so big it seems downright irresponsible not to worry about it? There may not be a thing you can do about it, but you feel like you need to at least be concerned. After all, someone needs to, and no one else seems to be volunteering for the job. I remember one time in a particular way, I felt exactly that way. I was holding a series of meetings in Ruston, Louisiana. I had just discovered our budget was $900 short, and in those days, $900 might as well have been $9 million. The devil was attacking my mind, telling me that no one cared about me or my ministry, telling me that I was facing the problem alone. But instead of giving in to those thoughts, I got my Bible and turned to every scripture in the Word of God that guaranteed me my needs were met. Then I rolled the care of those expenses over to God. I promised God that with the Holy Spirit as my helper, I would not touch the problem with my thought life again. Again, I rolled the care of those expenses over to God. I promised God that with the Holy Spirit as my helper, I would not touch that problem with my thought life again. That wasn't an easy promise to keep. I wanted to worry so badly. I went into the courtyard of the motel where I was staying and walked around the swimming pool every time I thought about the problem. I would say out loud, No, I have rolled the care of that over on the Lord. I will not think about it. The budget is met. After a while, a man drove up in the driveway and began to honk his horn. I tried to ignore him because I didn't like to be interrupted when I'm praying, but he stuck his head out the window and shouted, Come here! He said it with such authority that I obeyed. He said to me, Brother Copeland, I'm so sorry to disturb you, but I'm committed to another obligation and will be late for the meeting tonight. I was afraid I would miss the offering. Then he handed me a check. When I went back to my room and looked at the check, I found it was $500. Coupled with that offering in the service that night, it totaled the exact amount I needed to meet that budget. Would you like to have people chasing you down to meet your needs?
Then next time you're facing a problem, give it to the Lord. Let him be the one who is concerned about it. He's volunteered for the job, and you can trust him to do it well. After all, he really does care for you. Amen. Now, reading of Psalm 37, it says, "Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut out down like grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret. It only causes harm. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall be no more. Indeed, you will look carefully for his place, but it shall be no more. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace." Amen, amen. All right, let's go ahead to another psalm. Let's go to Psalm, how about Psalm 23. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his namesake. Yes, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell on the house of the Lord forever." Amen. Now Psalm 20 says, "May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob defend you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion. May he remember all your offerings and accept your burnt sacrifice. May he grant you according to your heart's desire and fulfill all your purpose. We will rejoice in your salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They have bowed down and fallen, but we have risen and stand upright. Save, Lord. May the King answer us when we call." Now we go down to Psalm 5. "Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Give heed to the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For to you I will pray. My voice shall you hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning I will direct it to you, and I will look up. For you are not a God who takes pleasure in wickedness, nor shall evil dwell with you. The boastful shall not stand in your sight. You hate all workers of iniquity. You shall destroy those who speak falsely. The Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into your house in the multitude of your mercy. In fear of you, I will worship towards your holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make your way straight before my face. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is destruction. Their throat is an open tomb. They flatter with their tongue. Pronounce them guilty, O God. Let them fall by their own counsel. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions. For they rebelled against you. But let all those who rejoice put their trust in you. I said, let all those who rejoice, who put their trust in you. But let all those rejoice who put their trust in you. Let them ever shout for joy because you defend them. Let those also who love your name be joyful in you. For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous. You will, with favor, you will surround him as with a shield. Now, Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bring forth its fruit in its season, whose leaves also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Now let's go to Psalm 84. These are some of my favorite psalms that through the years I learned to love and enjoy. How lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, yes, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They will still be praising you. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one before God in Zion appears. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. O God, behold our shield and look upon the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in you. Amen. Let's go to Psalm 119. 119. These are meditations on the excellencies of the Word of God. Aleph. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. You have commanded us to keep your precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep your statutes. Then I would not be ashamed when I looked into all your commandments. I will praise you with uprightness of heart when I learn your righteous judgments. I will keep your statutes. Oh, do not forsake me utterly. Beth. How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. With my whole heart I have sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. Your word I have hidden in my heart, that I may not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I have declared all the judgments of your mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of your testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and contemplate your ways. I will delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your word. Gimel. Deal bountifully with your servant, that I may live and keep your word. Open my eyes, that I may see the wondrous things from your law. I am a stranger in the earth. Do not hide your commandments from me. My soul breaks with longing for your judgments at all times. You rebuke the proud, the cursed, who stray from your commands. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept your testimonies. Princes also sit and speak against me, but your servants meditate on your statutes. Your testimonies are also my delight and my counselors. Dalet. My soul clings to the dust. Revive me according to your word. I have declared my ways, and you answered me. Teach me your statutes. Make me understand the way of your precepts. So shall I meditate on your wonderful works. My soul melts for heaviness. Strengthen me according to your word. Remove me from me the way of lying, and grant me your law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. Your judgments I have laid before me. I cling to your testimonies. O Lord, do not put me to shame. I will run the course of your commandments, for you shall enlarge my heart. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I shall keep it to the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep your law. Indeed, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me walk in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it. Incline my heart to your testimonies and not to covetousness. Turn away my eyes from looking at worthless things and revive me in your way. Establish your word to your servant who is devoted to fearing you. Turn away my reproach which I dread, for your judgments are good. Behold, I long for your precepts. Revive me in your righteousness. Wow. Wow. Ooh. Let your mercies also come, Lord, to me, O Lord, your salvation according to your word. So shall I have an answer for him who reproaches me, for I trust in your word. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hope in your ordinances. So shall I keep your law continually, forever and ever, and I will walk at liberty. For I seek your precepts. I will speak of your testimonies also before kings and will not be ashamed. And I will delight myself in your commandments, which I love. My hand also I will lift up to your commandments, which I love. And I will meditate on your statutes. Sayin. Remember the word of your servant. Open which you have caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for your word has given me life. The proud have given me in great derision, yet I do not turn aside from your law. I remember your judgments, O Lord. Of old I have comforted myself. Indignation has taken hold of me because of the wicked who forsake your law. Your statutes have been my songs. In the house of my pilgrimage, I remember your name in the night, O Lord, and I keep your law. This has become mine because I kept your precepts. Heth, you are my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep your words. I entreated your favor with my whole heart. Be merciful to me according to your word. I thought about my ways and turned my feet to your testimonies. I made haste and did not delay to keep your commandments. The cords of the wicked have bound me, but I have not forgotten your law. At midnight I will rise to give thanks to you. Because of your righteous judgments, I am a companion of all who fear you and of those who keep your precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of your majesty. Teach me your statutes. Teth. You have dealt well with your servant, O Lord, according to your word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I believe your commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word. You are good and do good. Teach me your statutes. The proud have forgotten forge a lie against me, but I will keep your precepts with my whole heart. Their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in your law. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I may learn your statutes. The law of your mouth is better to me than 1,000 coins of gold and silver. Yod. Your hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn your commandments. Those who fear you will be glad when they see me, because I have hope in your word. I know, O Lord, that your judgments are right, and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me. Let's pray. Your merciful kindness be for my comfort, according to your word, to your servant. Let your tender mercies come to me, that I may live, for your law is my delight. Let the proud be ashamed, for they treated me wrongfully with falsehood, but I will meditate on your precepts. Let those who fear you turn to me, those who know your testimonies. Let my heart be blameless regarding your statutes, that I may not be ashamed. Cup. My soul faints for your salvation, but I hope in your word. My eyes fail from searching you, word, saying, when will you comfort me? For I have become like a wineskin in smoke, yet I do not forget your statutes. How many are the days of your servant? When will you execute judgment on those who persecute me? The proud have dug pits for me, which is not according to your law. All your commandments are faithful. They precepts are me wrongfully. They persecute me. Help me. They almost made an end of me on earth, but I did not forsake your precepts. Revive me according to your loving kindness, so that I may keep the testimony of your mouth. Lamed. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Your faithfulness endures to all generation. You establish the earth and it abides. They continue this day according to your ordinances, for all are your servants. Unless your law had been my delight, I would then have perished in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have given me life. I am yours, save me, for I have sought your precepts. The wicked wait for me to destroy me, but I will consider your testimonies. Amen. I have seen the consumption of all perfection, but your commandment is exceedingly broad. Mem. Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. You, through your commandments, make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep your precepts. I have restrained my feet from every evil way, that I may keep your word. I have not departed from your judgments, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. None. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I have sworn and confirmed that I will keep your righteous judgments. I am afflicted very much. Revive me, O Lord, according to your word. Accept, I pray, the free will offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me your judgments. My life is continually in my hand, yet I do not forget your law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I have not strayed from your precepts. Your testimonies I have taken as a heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined my heart to perform your statutes forever to the very end. I hate the double-minded, but I love your law. You are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. Depart from me, you evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. Uphold me according to your word, that I may live, and do not let me be ashamed of my hope. Uphold me according to your word, that I may live, and do not let me be ashamed of my hope. Hold me up, and I shall be saved, and I shall observe your statutes continually. You reject all those who stray from your statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. You put away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore, I love your testimonies. My flesh trembles for fear of you, and I am afraid of your judgments. I have done justice and righteousness. Do not leave me to my oppressors. For your servants for good be, do not let the proud oppress me. My eyes fail from seeking your salvation and your righteous word. Deal with your servant according to your mercy and teach me your statutes. I am your servant. Give me understanding that I may know your testimonies. It is time for you to act, O Lord, for they have regarded your law as void. Therefore, I love your commandments more than gold, yes, than fine gold. Therefore, all your precepts concerning all things I consider to be right. I hate every false way. Pay. Your testimonies are wonderful, therefore my soul keeps them. The entrance of your words give light. It gives understanding to the simple. I opened my mouth and panted, for I long for your commandments. Look upon me and be merciful to me, as your custom is towards those who love your name. Direct my steps by your sword, Lord, by your word, and let no iniquity have dominion over me. Redeem me from the oppression of man, that I may keep your precepts. Make your face shine upon your servant, and teach me your statutes. Rivers of water run down from my eyes, because men do not keep your law. Tesari. Righteous are you, O Lord, and upright are your judgments. Your testimonies which you have commanded are righteous and very faithful. My seal has consumed me, because of my enemies have forgotten your words. Your word is very pure, therefore your servant loves it. I am small and despised, yet I do not forget your precepts. Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your law is truth. Trouble and anguish have overtaken me, yet your commandments are my delights. The righteousness of your testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live. I cried out with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord. I will keep your statutes. I cried out to you, save me, and I will keep your testimonies. I rise before you the dawning of the morning and cry for help. I hope in your word. My eyes are awake through the night watches, that I may meditate on your word. Hear my voice according to your loving kindness. O Lord, revive me according to your revival and your justice. They draw near who follow after wickedness. They are far from your law. You are near, O Lord, and all your commandments are truth. Concerning your testimonies, I have known of old that you have founded them forever. Resh. Consider my affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget your law. Plead my cause and redeem me. Revive me according to your word. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they do not seek your face. Great are your tender mercies, O Lord. Revive me according to your judgments. Many are my persecutors and my enemies, yet I do not turn from your testimony. Hallelujah. I see the treasurers and I'm disgusted because they do not keep your word. Consider how I love your precepts. Revive me according to your loving kindness. The entirety of your word is truth. and every one of your righteous judgments endures forever. Shen. Shen. Princes persecute me without a cause, but my heart stands in awe of your word. I rejoice in your word. I rejoice in your word. And I rejoice as one who finds great treasure. I hate and abhor lying, but I love your law. Seven times a day I praise you. Seven times a day I worship you because of your loving kindness and your righteous judgments. Great peace have they which do have. Great peace have them that love your law. Lord, I hope for your salvation, and nothing causes them to stumble. And I do your commandments. My soul keeps your testimonies. Oh, I keep your precepts and your testimonies, for all of my ways are before you. My soul keeps my testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. Tau, Tau. Let my cry come before you, O Lord. Give me understanding according to your word. Let my supplication come before you. Deliver me according to your word. My lips shall utter praise, for you teach me your statutes. My tongue shall speak of your word, for all your commandments are righteousness. Let your hand become my help, for I have chosen your precepts. I long for your salvation, O Lord, and your law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise you, and let your judgments help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I do not forget your commandments. Amen. In Jesus' name.